This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown.
Well, here goes. The program descriptions for the performers and presenters at the Mirren Bluff Chautauqua opens a door to an America that's truly been lost. Perhaps the reason for this loss is that in some cases, these descriptions have proven more interesting than the performances themselves. But it's important to remember we're dealing with the magic of human expression here. Because more than a few of these Chautauqua acts are straight off the vaudeville circuit, you can expect their performances to take 20 to 40 minutes of your time. That's worth the risk, isn't it? Especially if you give your imagination free rein. These acts can properly be described as latter-day troubadours. The circumstances surrounding their performances really haven't changed over the centuries. Traveling from castle to castle, and if said performance be pleasing to the king and his court, the troubadour is fed, sheltered, and asked to return. The audiences and the appreciation they offer, that's the real incentive that hopefully compensates performers for the challenges in between. Lonely, disconnected miles, away from a home that will never be seen enough. And unlike vaudeville or the legitimate theater, the tent Chautauqua circuit often involves traveling the back roads of rural America, which means the miles are greater in number, bound for smaller places, and much further away from home. As you anticipate the various performances from their descriptions, you can also imagine the performers themselves. Consider, for instance, the Heron sisters, who have come to this outdoor tent in rural Indiana all the way from New York City. Five sisters, musically gifted on piano, mandolin, violin, clarinet, and cornet. No doubt, the parents have been very encouraging and are now very proud. Letters with faraway postmarks eagerly awaited and saved. Then there's the Byers Boys Band, an ensemble, presumably with adult supervision, consisting of 28 boys between the ages of 10 and 16, placing some of the younger performers, no doubt, on the wrong side of that inevitable voice change. Think of it. Just between these two acts, we have over 30 different lives involved. Years from now, some of them will be fingering faded photographs of these times. The stories of the miles traveled, the places seen, related a lot more readily than the songs themselves, which, after all, never occupied nearly as much of their time. The Hometown series is made possible through a grant from the Holly and Anna Oakley Foundation of Terre Haute, Indiana. The entire Hometown journey is now available on CD and cassette. To order your copies, call 1-800-662-3311.
Hometown with Tom Rosanowski is produced in the studios of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.